This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a political podcast that investigates the people and the issues in the Missouri General Assembly. This is an excerpt from that show. You can find the full version on iTunes or on Google Play.
Introduce yourself, please.
Well, I'm Jay Raynan Bechtold. I am running for State Senate 17.
Jay's running against the incumbent, Senator Ryan Silvey. We're talking with him later in this episode, but Jay's up first. A lot of folks come back from serving overseas, from a time in the military. They try to decide what they're going to do with their life next. You decided to run for State Senate. Why in the world would you want to do that?
I'm not happy with the way things have been going in Missouri. In my perspective, the attitude has been that we don't care about the little guy. We don't care about women and children. We don't care about people that are falling behind.
So I want to talk about some of those elements of your platform that you think would address that. Mm-hmm. Where I have found some of those elements listed is on a Facebook post that you had from back in March. First thing on your list was increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You know that that's been an issue that the General Assembly has considered over the last few years. Supporters have not been successful at getting the legislature to raise the minimum wage. How do you see that making a difference should you be elected?
A $15 minimum wage is going to be an increase to the economy because you got to buy toilet paper. You got to buy diapers. You have to buy basic essentials. Someone who's making between $7 and $12 an hour are a little short on their expenses. You give them an extra $3 an hour, it's going to get spent, okay?
Also on that list was making unions stronger and standing up for workers' rights, you said. Is that an important part of your platform as well?
Yes, it is. There was the big vote earlier this year on right to work. I don't support right to work, okay?
You don't?
No. I'm a strong supporter of workers' rights.
So I guess I have to ask you, one of the main things about this race is that you received a very large portion of your campaign funding from David Humphreys, Joplin businessman who has been giving money mostly to Republicans, to conservative Republicans, who are running against more moderate Republicans like Ryan Silvey, your opponent, who actually opposed right to work, who supported the governor's veto of right to work legislation. David Humphreys gave you a $25,000 donation, yet you, like Ryan Silvey, also oppose right to work.
Yeah, it was a surprising about that donation. Once I got the donation, there were a number of individuals, including members of unions, that advised me, you need to give that back. A Democrat cannot be accepting money from an individual like that. Had it relayed that, well, if I had union support, can I be assured equivalent amount of union support? But union support went to my opponent. So I'm looking at, it's a sad, unfortunate circumstance of our politics, and I hate every aspect of it, but you need some money to run.
Did you ever end up talking to David Humphreys?
I have never spoke to David Humphreys.
Does it?
Have never had a conversation with him.
That's fascinating to me.
I attempted to contact him, but I was unsuccessful.
He didn't return your calls?
He never returned my calls, no. But, I mean, knowing what he stands for, I think it's great that he supported and gave money to a candidate that is a pro-union candidate that wants to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And if that's what he wants to give his money to, I say power to him.
Do you think he didn't even realize that you held those positions? Or do you think his anger at candidates like Ryan Silvey was just so great?
I won't speculate on his motivation.
But you're grateful for the money.
and I will use it to enact an agenda that will cause change in this state. And yes, it will be opposed. What I stand for is diametrically opposed to everything that David Humphreys stands for. Okay. Yes, I took his money and I'm going to use it in any way I can to go against the very principles that he is wrong on.
That's Jay Raynan Bechtold. He's a Democrat running for the state Senate. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
coffee and donuts are still here, but now we have another guest. Introduce yourself, please.
Ryan Silvey, State Senator for Clay County.
Obviously, you have an opponent. What are you lifting up as the key elements of your platform this time around? What's your key issue?
As long as I've been in the legislature, balancing the budget and making sure that the state budget is sound is always a top priority for me. Currently, I sit as the vice chairman of Senate Appropriations. The chairman is now term limited. It would be my expectation to be elevated to chairman, and that's my hope. So being in charge of the state budget is an important priority.
You're a Republican running for that, sitting in that seat and running for re-election. You know, we spoke yesterday with Jay Raynon Bechtold, the Democratic opponent, who, as he talked about some of his campaign issues, I was struck by the fact that while he represents a fairly traditional Democratic platform in a lot of those respects, you have actually embraced a few of those positions, sometimes in contrast to your Republican colleagues. You have worked for and supported limits on campaign finance reform, contribution limits in Missouri. You've, and of course, perhaps most notably, you opposed right to work.
Sure.
You stood with the governor's veto of that. Your campaign material calls you independent. That word is all over it. Do you feel at odds with the Republican Party these days?
You know, at times, but I don't at all feel at odds with my district. You know, I think the district sends me down there to represent them. We have a party label essentially out of necessity, but I don't answer to a party. I don't answer to the leadership. I answer to the voters. And, you know, the right to work stand was not really a hard decision for me.
You talked about standing with the voters of your district. It's a middle-class district. One of your opponent's prime positions is that he would support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Would you support that?
Yeah, I think 15 is probably too high. I don't know that that will get you the economic benefit that that the supporters of that think that it will.
So would you support raising the minimum wage to some lower level?
You know, I actually like the way that we set up our minimum wage in Missouri several years ago, and that is that it has an automatic inflator in it. As cost of living goes up, I believe it's based on the consumer price index. As the consumer price index increases, minimum wage automatically increases with it. And we did it that way so that we wouldn't have this constant arbitrary number of, well, that's not high enough. Now we need to go to this number. Now we need to go to this number. We actually tried to tie it to tangible economics, and I think it works well.
Looking at the campaign finance filings, you have you've received this election cycle a total of $50,000 and change. In contributions. You have more than $500,000 cash on hand.
Correct.
Your opponent has raised a total of about $26,000.
25 of which from a millionaire in Joplin.
Right, which we can talk about that. And he's down to about $1,000 in cash on hand as of October 1st. I guess what do you make of that differential in your ability to spend on this campaign?
Well, I think it shows that his message isn't garnering a lot of support.
You think that all the people who are giving you money are connecting with your message?
I think in some sense, yeah. I think they're connecting with the message that I bring of building consensus. I mean, we don't agree on every issue, but that's how I've been able to build a large coalition. That's how I've been able to build a war chest, as you've mentioned, is, you know, people don't expect you to agree with them on everything, but the fights shouldn't keep you from moving forward on the things you do agree on.
In the earlier part of this episode, Jay Raynon Bechtold told us that that he has actually never spoken with David Humphreys. He was surprised to get that donation, that they've not had contact before or since, and that, in fact, he would agree with you. He opposes right to work as well. Does that surprise you?
You know, I say actions speak louder than words. When I talk to, you know, the hardworking men and women of the 17th District, the fact that he accepted the money and the fact that he has no record prior to just joining this race makes people skeptical of whether he believes that or not. You know, there was a lot of people that thought he should have rejected the money if he truly didn't believe in that position. So, I don't know what to think. I mean, if he had a record that we could look at, then you know, maybe we'd have some credibility. But, you know, taking $25,000 from the guy who's trying to bring right to work to the state of Missouri probably lowers your credibility when you say that I don't really believe that.
That's Senator Ryan Silvey. He's a Republican from Kansas City, north of the river. And Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. Thanks, Ryan. Look for us at Statehouse Blend Missouri online now. Thanks so much. See you next time.